Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Reese Harms, charged in the death of a Merrill man last month, has entered a plea of not guilty and has demanded a speedy trial in his case. Court documents filed yesterday in Plymouth County District Court indicate a pretrial conference in the case is set for March 4 at 2:30 p.m. A trial date has not been set. Harms is charged with second-degree murder in the death of 44-year-old Michael Roy Gomez of Merrill on January 19. Harms assaulted Gomez in a Lamar's apartment. Gomez later died of injuries sustained in the assault. A Lamar's woman who conspired to steal firearms and other valuables from a family member's home was sentenced Tuesday to more than 7 years in federal prison. Tressa Fielder, 24, received the prison term after a September 28 guilty plea to one count of conspiracy to possess stolen firearms and one count of possession of stolen firearms. Fielder was sentenced in Sioux City by United States District Court Chief Judge Leonard Strand to 87 months in prison, adjusted for time served. She also must serve a one-year term of supervised release after the prison term. The crime occurred October 1, 2021, when Fiedler participated in a home burglary where she and co-conspirator Ian Bigler stole 10 guns. The burglary was planned in advance, and Fiedler used diversions to ensure the home was empty when the burglary was committed. The two were arrested within 2 weeks of the crime. Bigler was sentenced last July in Sioux City by U.S. District Court Judge Leonard Strand to 15 years in prison. He also must serve a three-year term of supervised release after the prison term. Fiedler is being held by the U.S. Marshal's Office until she can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by Lamar's police, Sioux City Police, the ATF, and was prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorney Ford Fairchild. The Lamar Street Department will allow a street closure Saturday, February 24. Wells South Ice Cream Plant will shut down part of 18th Street Southwest between 6th Avenue Southwest and 12th Avenue Southwest between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. They'll be installing another new crane rail in the freezer, which requires them to pull it out of the freezer and across 18th Street Southwest. Detour signs will be set up during the hours listed. A candidate from O'Brien County is seeking the Republican nomination to Congress in Iowa's 4th District. Kevin Virgil announced his candidacy early in January to face incumbent Randy Feenstra for the GOP nomination. Virgil got into politics over pipeline issues.
It was really the capture pipeline and all of the eminent domain issues around that really captured my interest and it turned me into an activist, if you will. Never expected to see an assault on property rights happen in Iowa, of all places. You know, I think it's a case that could have national implications, and I think more people should be talking about it.
Virgil didn't like incumbent Randy Feenstra's stance on carbon capture pipelines. Virgil has scheduled two events to meet with voters. Sunday at 4 p.m., he'll be at Tucker Hill Winery near Hinton. Monday, he'll be at the Iowa State Bank in Orange City at 4:30 p.m. The Teamsters have staged an hour-long protest outside the Iowa Capitol over a bill about certification votes for unions representing state and local government workers. The Teamsters represent public sector workers who drive school buses and snow plows and work at water and sewage treatment plants. The bill that sparked Wednesday's protest would decertify union representation for public sector workers if their manager fails to send a list of local union members to the state. Republicans have backed the bill say some managers haven't been following that requirement and some recertification votes haven't been held. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.